Hi, everybody. I'm Tanya. I use she, her pronouns. I wasn't planning on speaking tonight, but I'm here with a beautiful girl tonight, and I hope this impresses her. So I came out in January 2020, and I wish I could show past Tanya, me being here tonight. But I guess where I'd like to start off my story is with my older brother, Avery. He is one of my biggest role models. He came out as trans when I was, I think, a junior or a senior in high school. And we're from Connecticut and the suburbs, so everyone's, you know, naturally in high school. I don't know, just exactly what you picture, Fairfield County. Everyone's very much trying to fit in. And he was one of the first openly queer people who I knew, besides my seventh grade crush, who came out to me in eighth grade and told me that they were trans. I don't know where my story is going here, but Avery, I love you so much. I'm sending that out into the universe. And surprisingly, you would think that Avery coming out would give me the courage to come to terms with myself sooner, but for some reason, my brain thought, okay, well, you know, Avery's a part of the LGBT community. There can't be any more queer people in our family. That just, you know, there's a quota. We've reached it. You know, okay, it went well for him. And all right, you know, I'm going to, that's that. But then I went to college, University of Connecticut, go Huskies. And I struggled with my sexuality a lot throughout college. There were certain instances, like I remember one morning waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning for a hike, and I go outside my dorm room, and there was a learning community below us that was LGBT friendly, and I guess somebody decided that they were drunk, and they got mixed up on what floor they were on, and they spray painted stuff on our dorm, like hallway walls, just really terrible things. And moments like that just kind of like really pushed me back farther into the closet. But as college went on, I met a lot of amazing people. And my best friend, you know, he told me one night, like, I think that I'm bi. And I was like, I think that I am also bi. Like, that's so crazy. And I think it's just really beautiful how queer people, we naturally find each other, even if you're not wearing like a big rainbow banner on your forehead. You naturally just find each other, and I think that's really beautiful. And why I finally decided to come out was because I was on Instagram and I saw an advertisement for a t-shirt, and it said bye till I die, and it was a gorgeous design, and I was like, I need to wear this t-shirt, so I guess I need to come out. So I bought the t-shirt, and I had a lovely photo shoot, and when I came out, it was a very special morning, and I just remember thinking about all the messages I received from people who trusted me with their secrets. You know, they said, I'm not out yet, but just seeing your post, it really inspired me. So that kind of just reminds me of this evening here today. With everyone sharing their stories and it inspiring everybody else. So shout out to the queer community at Movement.